Timmins Council is back in action tonight. The fairly small agenda for the last September meeting includes an update on a presentation on the opioid crisis from Council's last meeting. Tonight's meeting includes a resolution to address the crisis. It supports the creation of a supervised consumption site and $1,028,731 for an urgent public health needs site, UPHNS, as an interim measure while the consumption and treatment site application process is underway. It also calls for the city to dedicate funding for a position to provide support and leadership in the development and implementation of collaborative community programs and services that address substance abuse. Other items of note include, seven property owners are buying a piece of Fernand Tremblay Park to extend their properties. The total sale price for each of the properties ranges between $4,450 and $5,170. The city declared the land surplus in April. The city bylaw only allows the property owners to buy property directly south of their property. The full report is available here. Staff is recommending that Northern Fencing be given a $119,145 contract to improve fencing at wastewater treatment stations. New fencing or repairs are needed at facilities on Shirley Street, Park Avenue, Mountjoy Street South, Kenneth Crescent and Nugget Crescent, Shaw Creek Road. Two bids were received for the project. While fencing and signage were included in the 2021 budget, the project is $69,145 more than what was budgeted. To cover the extra cost, the staff report says the emergency backup systems at the Beau Rivage pumping stage will be deferred. Read the full report here. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in council chambers at City Hall. The full agenda is available here. You can watch the meeting live here.